Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 2, verse 13. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you. Mercy lies right at the heart of God's dealings with us. Because we have sinned against God, we have no right to expect anything other than condemnation. That's what justice would demand. But God has decided that justice should be set to one side and that we should be shown mercy instead. There is nothing we could ever do to deserve this. It's simply a gift. Having received that gift, we're then under an obligation to pass it on to others. That is not a matter of choice. Jesus could not have been clearer on this point. He said, "If you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." It's only happened to me on one occasion, but I once spoke with someone who told me that there was someone in their church whom they could never forgive. He told me what the person had done and assured me in very strong terms that nothing would ever persuade him to forgive. I knew my duty. I reminded him of the words of Jesus. If he really meant what he said, then God could not forgive him either. It was hard to say, but I knew I had to say it. The problem with forgiveness is that it feels so unjust. If someone has done us wrong, they ought to suffer for it. That's natural justice. But we need to remind ourselves that we rely on God having suspended that principle for us. If he were to judge us for all the things we've done wrong, we wouldn't stand a chance. We rely on his mercy and forgiveness, and so he now commissions us to share that with others. Jesus told the parable of a man who'd been forgiven an overwhelming debt, but who then refused to cancel a tiny little debt that someone owed him. Jesus' words of condemnation were fierce. As hard as it is to forgive other people when they do us wrong, it's what we're commanded to do. So let me ask you a question. Is there someone you need to forgive at the moment? Let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you for your willingness to forgive our sins. Help us to be generous and forgiving towards others. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 18th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.